Larry Fitzgerald will be there tonight. It is Fitzburg. They're honoring Larry. He's going in the College Football Hall of Fame in December 10th, I believe. Larry Fitzgerald, another guy, Joe, that big-time season. At least one.
Ron still hears from people on that one.
Yeah.
That's your boy. Are you mad at Ron for that?
I've gotten over it. I've gotten over it, I think.
I mean, to me, I sort of kid. I don't know if his vote actually cost Fitzgerald the Heisman, but it was...
It was
a very close race.
From what I know, that there was other people that didn't vote as well.
Yeah. So. Isn't it for the best player, though?
And he was the best player.
He was the best player.
Like, hands down. Jason White was not.
Jason White had great stats for a great team, but anybody looking at that, Larry Fitzgerald was the best player. I'm sorry, Dorn. I have to go.
All right. See you. Larry Fitzgerald will be there tonight. I've told you all stories about Larry and my experience with Larry, and you know, I'm very fortunate to have had the access that I did throughout my three levels of football, really, from high school, being able to work out with him in high school, to be able to pick his brain in high school, then in college, him coming back and being able to be around him, and then in the pros, being able to go to Minnesota where he grew up and where he resides in the offseason and train with him. And just seeing how he works on a day-to-day basis, it's clear and evident whenever you're around the guy of why he is regarded as one of the best football players to ever play the game. But he will be there tonight. New athletic director, Joe, that we talked to earlier. You might want to look at some clips of that. Alan Green, we talked to him earlier at 8 a.m.
What's he like? I've never spoken to him. I don't know that much about him.
He's awesome. He there's one thing on his mind, and that's raising money for NIL, and that's what you need.
Yes.
That's what you need, right?
Yes.
You need that in this landscape.
I mean, do you agree that's the main reason or one of two or three that Heather's gone?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It wasn't on the forefront of her mind, and that's what you need to compete.
You just do.
And you get a guy that's coming from the SEC and Tennessee, and if you even just kind of scroll through what Tennessee has done in the last couple months with the whole percentage of taxing – the ticket taxing of going to NIL, everybody pays a certain percentage and it goes to NIL of extra tickets, but they could do that there. But he's going to bring that mindset to the University of Pittsburgh, and I think that it's absolutely needed.
I want to hear that interview.
It's pretty good.
I'm glad you talked to him.
All right,
I'll
see you.
Go, Dorian.
All right, see you. See you. Joe.
I do. I have to fight.
Oh, man, you're so funny.